morning. Good morning, Big Town Man. I've got my camera set up right in front of your eyes where I normally look, you know. Right in front of me, which is good. Tonight I was in a Narcotics Anonymous meeting, and this happens more and more and more, you know. Like, I'm about a month short of 38 years drug-free, right? So this is how the numbers go, you know. This is the records, you know. There's, if you had 100 people join Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous today, in 3 months, half of them have gone, they've left. By the end of the year, there's only 5 of them picking up their 1 year saver medallion. By the time you get to 5 years, there's sort of 2.5 people left. By the time you get to 10 years, there's 1.2 people left, you know. So in order to make the jump from 10 years to 20 years, you have to multiply that by, say, 100 again to give you fucking enough people so that all the people who relapse, mostly relapse, and, you know, so that by the time you get to 20 years sober, you've got one person left again. So, you know, you've had to sort of multiply the original base of 100 by 100 again to get the one person at that 20 years sober, you know, right? In order to get the jump from 20 years sober to 30 years sober, you have to multiply that by 100, so you got 30 people at 20 years, or 100 people at 20 years sober. So by the time another 10 years goes past, the rest of them fucking relapse, and mostly relapse, usually die. You start dying because they start getting on a bit, you know. And So to get that jump again, you have to multiply that base by 100 again. So you've had to go, you know, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, you know what I mean? So you've had to multiply that by 3 times 100 for the initial starting amount, you know? And by the time you go from 30 years to 35 years, you have to multiply it by 100 again, because people get old and die, and some relapse and all this sort of shit, you know? And, you know, so that's like you start off with 100, and you multiply, you start off with your initial 100, but then you have to multiply that by 100 once to get to, you know, from 0 to 10 years. Then you have to multiply that by 100 to get to, you know, 100 times 100 to get from 10 years to 20 years. And then you have to multiply that by 100 to get from 20 years to 30 years. Then you have to multiply that by 100 to get from 30 years to 35 years, you know. So that's a lot of fucking people. And, you know, I was just in this meeting tonight, you know. I was having a grief conscience. And I just sort of, sometimes I've just got, I really can't be fucked sometimes talking in meetings, because there's too many fucking head cases, you know, with too many axes to grind. They're insane. Especially, a lot of the women are fucking insane. They are just fat, unfuckable bitches. They're old, they're ugly, they're infertile, they're nasty, they're fucking selfish as all fuck. You know, and I don't give this shit, I don't give a shit anymore about, oh, I'm a poor tortured soul, you know, oh, woe is me. No, you know, on one hand, I sort of couldn't help being brainwashed, but having been brainwashed, none of them ever fucking engaged their fucking brains, you know, in the process, and you know, when, you know, presented with the opportunities to work, mind their own fucking business and work their own ways through their own fucking issues, they continue to play point the finger, you know? You know? And, so, you know, there's a group conscience and all these fucking bitches were going on, oh, well, you know, we shouldn't be having this and we shouldn't be allowing to talk that and we should be sort of emphasising to taking them aside and telling them what they should or shouldn't be doing and... you know. Oh, the rules on, oh, what you can do and what you can't do and, you know. I started to lead into the topic that, you know, basically these books were written by fucking people. The AA basic text, they've done the fucking rough draft, and then they did the first printing and then the second and the third printing and, you know. So it's evolved over time, you know, and it was written by people. It's not, oh, the AA big book says, so therefore you must, you know. It's a book written by fucking people. And, you know, I think essentially the process of pencil to paper doing written inventory and, you know, getting competent help, you know, with, and also getting specialist help when you need it, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that I've interviewed a lot of mental health professionals, and I'll say 5% are pretty fucking, about 3% are really fucking good. Top 5%, they're very good, you know. The next 5% below that are generally very good. They're not brilliant, they're just very good. And the next fucking 5% below that, they're doable, you know what I mean? You know, sort of any port in a storm. And the 85% below that are just fucking retarded cunts. You know, so... where was I going with this? So, when... these... you know, so you got to enlist not to do what the doctor tells you in that sense, but to get people to help you to help yourself. That's the crux of it, you know what I mean? So, you know, and what I was getting into with this fucking conversation, of what I was going to get into, was that, you know, the people who wrote the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Narcotics Anonymous as adapted, you know, it changed a few little words around, but as adapted from the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, 12 steps and 12 traditions of Alcoholics Anonymous, that's what it is, you know. And when they wrote the book, the people in AA wrote the book, 12 steps and 12 traditions, they wrote the traditions in the long form, instead of being like little fucking one line, as a one or two or three liners across a fucking banner or down a banner. What they did is they wrote, those are the traditions in the short form, but the traditions in the long form go into a bit more detail. But what they did in that book is they wrote the reasons why they wrote the traditions. And it came about that there were so many fucking idiot fucking dickheads in AA with all their rules and regulations and all this sort of stuff. They said that, you know, they wrote to all the groups and they said that, you know, send us in your rules for membership. And when they got a look at a big long list of them, they said if all of these rules had been enforced at any one time, nobody could have fucking joined AA. You know, there's too many fucking crazies. So they said, look, you know, we'll put it out there that the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using or drinking, you know. And you know, and then that all those things were voted on by I don't know how many fucking people in AA, but there's a lot of them, and they vote, a long time ago, and they voted that these are the guiding, not rules. It's not a book of rules. They voted on that these are the guiding principles for our fellowship, you know. And what they also pointed out was that, you know, how can you have a society without rules and regulations and penalties and all this sort of stuff, you know? How can you fucking do this sort of stuff? And they said that, you know, I said, you know, we have the greatest disciplinarian of all, which is alcoholism, you know. They said that if you're a dishonest, if you continue to be a fucking cunt in recovery, you will drink again, you know. And there's legions of fucking examples of dead people, you know what I mean? It will kill us, you know, if we don't do what it takes to mind our own fucking business and work our way through our own issues. You're going to die, you know. They wrote that, you know. And so these fucking, and I was going to bring this up. I said, you know, you shouldn't be, you know, people in AA or NA or whatever, they in service positions, they're there to serve, you know. They do not have any authority from their, they don't derive any authority from their positions, and they don't, you know, they can't make up rules and regulations and start directing people and fucking put out orders and, you know, take punitive action against people and all this sort of stuff. You know, these are principles, you know. This is not a law. This is not a rule book. These are principles. And so, you know, I said, you know, and I was going to sort of lead into that conversation that I've sort of been having with you, so to speak. And, you know, all these fucking retarded fat fucking bitches, you know, go, oh, you can't say that, you can't say that. Oh, this is Narcotics Anonymous. You can't talk about Alcoholics Anonymous here. You know, and I said, shut up, you fat fucking bitch. Fuck off, you know. It's not your place to be telling what other people can or can't say. Fucking rah, 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 you know. Huge fight. Lots of shouting. Rah! That was great. And like in 3 to 5 weeks, most of those people will be gone. In 3 to 5 months, all of them basically will. But you watch them. You watch these cunts that pull that fucking shit, you know. Self will run riot. How can I say that? Because I've seen these cunts try this shit on. Even 20 in a meeting with 30 people, there's 20 of them screaming and going off their fucking heads. 3 weeks later, 3 to 5 weeks later, almost all of them are fucking back out using. You know? And one of the things that this fat fucking bitch, you know, watch it, you know, she took a camera out with her when she went outside for a cigarette, you know what I mean? And I looked at the way she smoked. You know what I mean? This is one of those dead sort of giveaways, you know what I mean? Not that they're smoking, but the way they smoke. Or that they are smoking, but the way that they smoke. A person who is schizophrenic will go, but she had she didn't look schizophrenic because she wasn't doing the, you know, the hop to the left and hop to the right sort of shuffle kind of thing. She was like smoking like a schizophrenic, but in a psychotic fucking way. And I want you to watch this video. I'll loop it for a bit. You know what I mean? I thought, I've got to study this one. You know, this one's a fucking, you know. nah, you know. And anyway, so that was really good, you know. Because, you know, I started to say that to a lot of fucking women who, just fucking assholes who just piss me around, you know. So you're just a fucking cunt, lady, you know. You're fucking me around. You're giving me the fucking runaround. You're just a cunt, you know. You know. You can't get a straight answer to a straight question. They just, you know, I'm so experienced with open warfare with call centres, you know, with, you know, how can you put me through to so and so? Oh, what is it you wanted to talk to them about? I said I want to deal with that with them, you know. Oh well, I can't put you through until you tell me who you are. I said, well, I'm a big boy. I can fucking introduce myself. And if your staff are so incapable of, you know, just picking up the phone and going, oh, hello, yeah, no worries, I'll get into it, without you doing the fucking lead-in and introduction and, oh, who are they and where are they from and what are they calling about? You know, the best people in the best industries have phone skills. They've got brains, they've got personalities and brains and phone skills. And all the dumb cunts playing, you know, here we go around the call centre kind of shit, you know what I mean? All they do is fuck you around. So if they start fucking you around in little bits from the very fucking beginning, they're just going to fuck you around all the way through, basically, and take hours doing it rather than just putting you straight through to the person you want to talk to, you know? But yeah, you know? And I've had this happen heaps of times, you know. I've been involved with this sort of shit and these fucking psycho fucking cunts. And this one woman, she's been a bloody real thorn in my fucking side. On every time our paths cross, she'll start on with some other fucking bullshit in some other meeting, some other fucking fellowship, some other fucking thing, you know. And if she's chairing the meeting, she'll start kicking me out and all this sort of stuff. But anyway, I gave far better than I got, you know, so that was good. I enjoyed it, you know what I mean? It's not my problem if you can't do what it takes to mind your own fucking business and work your way through your own issues. If you start, you know, trying this pulling this imaginary rank type, I'm a boss babe bullshit with me. No, I work on facts. I work on technical issues. Not what, you know, it's like, well, you know, it's like adults, you know, like I walk into a dog show, you know, where all the dogs are in cages and they're going, you know, or a cat show and all the cats are in cages and, you know, getting their ribbons and all this sort of stuff, you know, and going up to, and you start talking to another person, you go, geez, that, you know, that grey Burmese fucking cat or whatever, you know. That looks a lot like a Dachshund. It's got that same brownish sort of look as a Dachshund, you know? Or a sausage dog, you know? Dachshund. You know, and the person next to you starts saying, oh, this is a cat show. You can't talk about dogs here. Oh, you know? And then all your mates go, oh, he's fucking talking about dogs in the cat show. You can't do that. Well, you know, these are factual fucking events. Everything that narcotic, everything, all, you know, because I co-developed, I was one of the thousands of people who, you know, authored the fucking, you know, basic text. You know, basically what we did is we got the AA basic text. We took that and virtually fucking copied it and just changed it around. You know, to say Narcotics Anonymous and drugs and addiction, you know. And then we went right through it with a fine-tooth comb, and some of the work's creditable, but there's a lot missing from the AA that they didn't copy off the AA basic text that was really, really important information. They fucked it up, you know. Knowing what I know now, I'd do a fucking way better job, you know. So anyway, all these cunts, you know, they're so stupid, they're such ignorant cunts, they just start fighting. You know, they go, oh, this is Narcotics Anonymous, you can't talk about Alcoholics Anonymous here. You know, well, it's the Alcoholics Anonymous. They wrote, you know, many years ago, we of Alcoholics Anonymous didn't invent anything. Everything that we've got, we copied from medicine and religion. Right? Everything they got from the big wide world. And then they wrote it down in 12 steps and then eventually 12 traditions. They needed fucking guiding principles for all the fucking maniacs in the groups. And then we just and then the people in Narcotics Anonymous, we just copied the AA stuff. You know what I mean? So there's fucking cunts that sit there going, oh, you can't say Alcoholics Anonymous. Oh, you know. Well, it's like a process, you know. You know, if your kitchen's full of shit and mice and cockroaches, if your kitchen's full of fucking mice and cockroaches and there's just shit everywhere, you go through it with a bin, you know, pick all the stuff up, then, you know, mop the floors and fucking wash all the bench tops and all this sort of stuff, and then, you know, pick it all up in the bin and take the bin outside for the rubbish truck, you know. And then, you know, you clean the bench tops and then you mop the floors and stuff. You know, you sweep all the crap out and then, you know, pick all that up stuff and then you mop the floors and you make it nice and clean, you know. It's a process. Sorting your shit out is a process. There's no fucking patent on it, you know. And these stupid cunts can't fucking, you know. They can't register. They don't. They can't. They're so fucking stupid. You know, they can't register that if you go to, you know, it's like cleaning a kitchen using Brand X garbage bags, Brand X bins, Brand X fucking broom and mop and dish rags and all this sort of stuff, you know. They don't fucking register that if you use Brand X or Brand Y garbage bags, bins, mops, fucking dustpan and brush, you know, towel things or whatever, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter which brand, if it's Brand X or Brand Y. It's a process of cleaning your fucking life up, you know? Cleaning your kitchen up, you know? It doesn't matter whether it's Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous or something. It's, are you doing what it takes to sort your shit out? You know, and these fucking cunts will sit there, ah, this is Narcotics Anonymous. You can't say it. Oh, chest, head cold. But, you know, you can't say Alcoholics Anonymous here, fucking, you're not allowed to. You know, oh, here we are, you know. And the cat. In the cat show, talking about the cat that looks like in the cat show, talking about the fucking dog, you know. Oh, you can't talk about dogs in a cat show. Ooh, you know, that's how fucking retarded these cunts are. And this bitch deserves to fucking relapse and die because she's done what it takes to fucking earn it. You know, I don't care. I care a little bit. Like, you know, where's my fucking fingers? Like about that much, maybe, you know. But see, when you get that sort of thing, you know, coming up to 38 years drug free. I've seen so many fucking of these. I've seen so many of these fucking cunts pull all the exact sort of fucking same sorts of craziness. They get on there and they get on and start arguing and fighting and fucking, you can't do this, you can't do that, blah, 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 you know. And it gets back to that thing, what they said in AA. You know, the 12 steps and the 12 traditions. I said, you know, if your conduct continues to be fucking cuntish, you'll go back out using. These are not opinions, these are facts born out of our experience, you know. So, yeah, watch this fucking chick when she's smoking. That's crazy land. You know, that's real fucking crazy land bullshit, you know what I mean? She went out for a drag. She went out for a cigarette, you know. That's crazy. That's really crazy land to fucking, you know, smoke. And she went, came back in, and then, you know, the meeting was wound up, and then they had the group conscience, and these fucking bitches started screaming at me, "You can't say that, you can't say that, you can't say that." And I said, "Shut up, you fat fucking bitch. It's none of your business, you know. It's not your place to run around telling other people what they can or can't say, you know. And I hope someone punches a fucking head in. I hope someone just, pow, you know, beats her to fucking death, you know. It comes with the territory, you know. So, you know. You know, you cannot tell adults what they cannot, if what's, what are historical facts. You cannot tell people not to say that. You know. And if they're so fucking crazy, it's not my problem, you know. They will wear the consequences of their actions. And you watch them in the fucking meetings, you know. And you watch them in the meetings and you watch what they get up to and watch what the fucking shit they spread around. And, you know, they're so fucking crazy. And then they fucking die, you know. And I've seen fucking thousands of people come and go, you know. They all try the same shit on. And I go, "I don't give a fuck, it's not my problem. The issue here is you doing what it takes to mind your own fucking business and to work your way through your own issues so that you can survive yourself. Don't want to do it, can't, won't, don't want to, don't have to, fucking go for it." You know? All right, well, that's enough for now. So, here's the fucking off switch.